Parents, do your kids have Snapchat? Well, I want to talk to you about the negative effects of Snapchat for teens. Now, this video and report is going to show you the negative effects that Snapchat can have on teenagers. RSPH and the Young Health Movement, YHM, published a report called Status of Mind, which examines the positive and negative effects of social media on young people's health. The report includes a list of social media platforms according to their impact on young people's mental health. Snapchat is the second worst app, and we're going to look at that a lot in this video. Now, let me give you some teen Snapchat stats. People under the age of 25 use Snapchat for about 40 minutes on average every day, more than Instagram's latest stat for the same demographic. Snapchat ranks as the most popular social media site among teenagers. Users 25 and younger visit Snapchat over 20 times per day. Now, teen social media stats. 91% of 16 to 24-year-olds use the internet for social networking. That should be a no-brainer. But social media use is linked with increased rates of anxiety, depression, and poor sleep. And social media has been described as more addictive than cigarettes and alcohol. Now, at the end of this video, I'm going to talk to you about how you can become a Snapchat expert in our program called Parent University. I would like you to consider forwarding this video onto your principal, superintendent, PTA person, or anyone else at the school that can positively influence the community into learning more about this dangerous app. Also, in Parent University, we have a tool called Footprint Friday that lets you monitor your kids online for safety. All right, so what is a Snapchat streak? Great question. A Snapchat streak is given to users who have sent each other snaps consistently for 2 days or more. Now, a fire emoji inside of the Snapchat app next to one of your friend's name will appear next to that friend's name along with a number. The number next to that fire emoji indicates how many days you have consistently messaged that user back and forth on the video. You can see that little fire emoji. This person over here has been consistently each day sent one and gotten a snap back from this person for 226 days. It's not unusual to have a whole year there. Now, this is what ABC News says. Snapchat can be addictive for teens. Snapchat has mechanisms, ABC News says, in place to incentivize teens to become daily users with a phenomenon called the streak. Experts say streaks can create a concerning hierarchy of friendship that can leave some teens afraid to disappoint others if they drop a streak. Now, once again, if you forget to message your friend that you have a streak with one day, but yet they message you, you can still lose a streak. You can lose all of that gamification that they had in the past, all of those points. So it has to keep going every day, back and forth, a little bit of a ping pong or tennis volley. Each person has to hit the ball back and forth. Now, ABC News goes on to say, the more you cannot leave one day without being on social media, the more your identity gets wrapped up in it, and the more likely it's going to have negative effects on you or the student, an expert warned. Now, Business Insider says Snapchat streaks have become the most important metric in social media for teens. Because teens invest so much time in their streaks, it's common to ask friends to streak for you if you're unable to log on. For example, if you get your phone taken away. Now, this happens all the time. Students will get grounded. They will give their username and password to their best friend or one of the friends they have a streak with and say, can you please log in and streak for me while I have my phone taken away for the next week? Now, here's what a student said. One of my friends actually called me while I was sleeping to make sure our streak would still be going, a student said. He called me 4 times and woke me up to keep the streak alive. He was like, are we still streaking? Now, a big part of Snapchat, Business Insider says, a big part of Snapchat streaks, that is social acceptance. A 15-year-old student admitted, having more streaks makes you feel more popular. All right, Psychology Today says it's not uncommon to hear a tween bragging about the number of streaks they have going, as well as about the length of each of those streaks. Remember, the length is the number next to the fire emoji. The longer the streak, the higher it is perceived value. It's perceived value. Now, it's not uncommon to find a 12-year-old user, or even younger, who set up a Snapchat account without their parents knowing. Streaks may really matter to your tween, your teen, And also, they are hearing about them every day from their friends. Suddenly asking your tween to stop keeping up their streaks could really stress them out. Now, Snap Map is a feature that lets people locate your teenager, your tween. This feature lets teens pinch to zoom. If you want to become an expert, you got to go to Parent University to see how this works. Pinch to zoom on their story page and view the map where their friends are posting from. On the right-hand side of this video, you can see several friends on that screen. Now, predators and scammers use geolocation to know where your kids are at and when you're not home for a possible robbery. Once again, to learn how this feature works in Parent University, you can see over my shoulder and see how we use this. Now, teens share their Snapchat usernames with strangers often. Many teens will add their Snapchat username into their Instagram bio, which can be very dangerous. And you'll see SC colon, and then you'll see a username, and that stands for Snapchat. And the people are giving away their Snapchat username. Now, even if their Instagram profile is private, which we do highly suggest, and 99% of students seem to have it private, anyone can see what is in the bio. Now, it makes it easy, then, for strangers to follow along on someone's Snapchat profile, even though your Instagram is private. So it's even more updated. All right, teens share their Snapchat password with friends, and in order to maintain a streak, teens and tweens will often share their Snapchat login credentials with friends. Friends with your password can make inappropriate posts on your account that can negatively affect your future in a big way, especially if they get upset or they don't have the level of online branding that your child does because they might care less about where they're going to college someday. Now, here's some potential negative effects of social media. Anxiety and depression. Research suggests that young people who spend more than 2 hours per day on social media are more likely to report poor mental health, including psychological distress, symptoms of anxiety and depression. Sleep. Numerous studies have shown that increased social media use has a significant association with poor sleep quality in young people. Using phones, laptops, and tablets at night before bed is also linked with poor sleep quality. Body image. Body image is a big issue for many young people, both male and female. Young and old, quite frankly. Studies have shown that women in their teens and early 20s view Facebook for only a short period of time, body image concerns are higher compared to non-users. So the more you use it, the more of a body image thing they statistically are able to connect. Next is cyberbullying. Bullying during childhood is a major risk factor for a number of issues, including mental health, education, and social relationships, with long-lasting effects often carried right through adulthood. Now, in Parent University, we're adding cyberbullying and bullying in general, and we're having a whole series of videos that your students watch. That's why it's imperative that you please consider strongly forwarding this video to your principal, your superintendent, your counselor, or someone in your PTA so that we can protect your kids using Parent University. Also, there's something called FOMO, fear of missing out. FOMO has been robustly linked to higher levels of social media engagement, meaning that the more an individual uses social media, the more likely they are to experience FOMO. It gives you a lot of anxiety when you're not online because you're wondering, what am I missing? Now, this report came out with the best and worst social media apps for teens' mental health. The best, they said, were YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Perhaps YouTube because you're learning a lot of stuff and there's humor. The worst, they said, is Snapchat and Instagram. And that's important to note because we're talking about Snapchat. Now, I want to read to you what a real mom says in the App Store about Snapchat. So hang out with me here just for a sec. She says, new Snapchat Discover stories regularly have sexually explicit images and articles. Not for kids, she says. She goes on to say that to tell her story. Here's her story. We decided to let our oldest daughter, 13 at the time, have the popular app Snapchat a year or so ago, in the context of sending fun filtered videos and pictures to her trusted friends. However, the app has gone through many revisions since we first allowed it. It now has Discover Stories with pictures and links to articles which appear front and center when you open the app. For the past week or so, this mom said, she said, I've tried to look at these every day, these stories and these publishers that are marketing to her kids, to see what these articles are promoting. And this is a great mom. Many have steamy, almost nude graphics, which are visible before Snapchatters click through. This is the norm, not the exception, she says. And the article names are often sexually explicit. Celebs tell stories of how they lost their virginity. 4 emojis for steamy sexting. A guide to lady parts for guys, and more. One of the past one this past week was about orgies. She goes on to say these explicit, often trashy articles and pictures have been present every single day that I've looked on the app. The app says it is appropriate for kids age 12 plus, but in my opinion as a parent, this is definitely not the case. If you are considering for your teen slash tween, I recommend opening an account first for yourself and monitoring the articles for a week or so. Then decide what you feel is appropriate for your family. Thank you to that mom. Now I have another mom here. They say, be a parent. And I'm just going to read a section of this. She says, it's not that I don't trust my children about this app, but I do not trust their 13-year-old judgment. They are not developmentally mature to make the right decisions without guidance. Snapchat provides zero ways for a parent to guide their child. As an adult with my adult children, I have fun with it, but it is not something I am willing to let my 13-year-old daughter be a part of. I'm willing to bet that most of these parents think that it is just fine haven't picked up their child's phone and gone through their child's content on much of anything. That's a generalization, I get it, but please look at your kids' phones and text messages, she says, and Facebook and Instagram. It's your job and your right as a parent. Okay, back to me. What can parents do? Become a Snapchat expert in our Parent University program at smartsocial.com so you can be involved with your student on the app and keep them safe. I cannot tell you enough, just as you heard from those two parents. Know your child's username, follow them, get involved, have a discussion, and monitor their snaps on Snapchat and every other app that they're on. If your student can easily navigate the new update, make them the expert and have them teach you more about the app. There's a big update. If you're not aware of it, Parent University shows you what it is. Now, have your student watch our Parent University videos that will show them that anything that they post on social media, including Snapchat, has the ability to last forever. Next, demonstrate the ways that negative posts can come back to hurt their reputation in the future. Remind your teen that it's okay to be silly and have fun on social media as long as they are positive with a little bit of gratitude. Those are two of my favorite words. Positivity and a little bit of gratitude. That's what colleges are looking for. They're looking for people on their campus and in their alumni association that are leaving, that are going to be positive people as a part of their brand. Now, I want to show you what your school can use in our Parent University program. I want to take a look at the Parent University membership area. As soon as you log in, you can visit our Facebook page to see questions and latest alerts. In the upper right, you can check your inbox for Footprint Friday, a tool to monitor your kids. You can also click here if you're ready for college. We'll analyze your kid's online image with an audit, and you can also hire us to build out your students' Google results. You can also instantly jump into our Instagram tutorial that's for members only, and it dives you into all the things your kids won't tell you about Instagram. Next is a Snapchat user's guide, all the things your kids won't tell you about Snapchat, and a family cell phone contract teaching your kids everything they need to know about how their phone can hurt them. This turns us into the bad guy or the bad person and makes it easier for you. Next is our Shining Glory, how to set up the green zone networks before your kids are ready or when they're on them, how to set up Instagram, how to set up Facebook, how to set up LinkedIn, Medium, Twitter, and many other ones so that they can positively impact their Google results. You will not find these videos anywhere else. Unfortunately, we are one of the few in the industry that seems to do SEO, search engine optimization, for kids. Next, we have student and parent training videos. You watch these videos with your kids. To keep them safe, how colleges will search for students online, how to find old social media accounts, how to get kicked out of Harvard, basically how other people got kicked out of Harvard, and how to keep your kids from doing that. Should you share your real password on social media? Next is how to find hidden apps on a teen phone. These videos, as you scroll down in the membership area, are videos you watch without your children. They're just for you to know. If your child has downloaded an app and then deleted it. This will show you not only what they downloaded, but what they've deleted, and it'll show you everything they've done on their phones. It's kind of cool. What is ransomware? It teaches you how to not get your computers taken over, three-step digital plan, all kinds of other stuff. You also get a free download of all of my books, which is a $75 value. Next, you get into Parent University, the exclusive Facebook group, to see what parents are asking and to learn top of mind what they're doing. And last, you get invited to our Footprint Friday tool so that you can monitor your kids online each week. Our team built this tool to teach parents exactly how colleges and employers will search for their teens and tweens and what they're going to find. Guys, I'm really honored that you would listen and watch this program to learn the negative effects of Snapchat for teens. I hope that you will jump onto Snapchat with your kids. I hope that you will take the time to put your child first and the app second. I understand that you're probably not interested in this app. You could not be less interested than me, but what I do tell everybody in all of my speeches is that you have to put your children first. You have to be where they're at, because there are some very, very bad people out there. And online, if you choose not to be on Snapchat, but rather to wait for a concern to come up, it oftentimes is too late. And we hear this every day around the world. We hear about things that are happening. Please consider at least talking with your kids. Next step could be joining Parent University or telling your school about Parent University to protect your whole community. The safer we keep your kids' friends, the safer your kid is. I'm Josh Oakes with SmartSocial.com. I could not be more honored that you'd be a part of this. Thank you so much for listening and for being a part of our family at SmartSocial.com. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite. I'll see you soon.